This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as is my wont, because I thoroughly enjoy when we do it, joining me again is writer and activist and instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Still in Dallas, having a good time here. So
that's outstanding. Now, last time when we talked, we were just talking about stuff off the cuff, and there was a lot of stuff you wanted to talk about that I never let you even get to. So where would you like to go tonight, sir?
Oh, wow. Open-ended question. Well, yeah. I wanted to talk about an article I wrote a little bit earlier about a pastor in northern Wisconsin and his rifle that he used to guard against critters eating his garden up. And he grew up in Chicago, and they didn't have any guns in his neighborhood. The only guns that were there were the ones that belonged to gangsters and gang members.
Right.
And there didn't seem to be that many in his neighborhood. And he was a pastor into his 60s when he moved up into northern Wisconsin. And while he had a lot of faith, he and his wife had very little money. But they got a bit of land. A parishioner donated some land for a church, and he was able to get a small house that he and his wife moved into. And they had a garden. And somebody gave him a Remington 550-1 22 caliber rifle to protect his garden with. And about a decade later, the last time I checked with him, he had shot, he said, 87 critters that were trying to get at his vegetables. So people who live in urban areas don't realize how much a part of everyday life firearms are. Right. To be used. And the pastor has since become an avid Second Amendment supporter. He and his wife both got concealed carry permits, and now he has a centerfire rifle as well, and may go deer hunting. I just thought it was a fun story because it shows that people's viewpoint changes when they get a little bit of practical reason to have something, particularly firearms.
Yeah. Well, that's always the actual testing of it, where they actually get to see the utility, is always sort of interesting for me to watch, simply because it's like a light bulb goes on in their head.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And the interesting side, like, to this was that the rifle he got was built probably a couple of years when he was born. It was made in 1948 at the time, and it's semi-automatic, holds 15 shots in the magazine. I think 22, if they're 22 shorts, and no requirement for a serial number. You could buy them through the mail. There was no limit on buying them or who could buy them, no background checks. And there's still millions of those firearms that are untraceable, have no serial numbers, and were never required to have serial numbers in the U.S. And a lot of people don't realize that 22s and shotguns made before 1968 were not required to have serial numbers. And it was perfectly reasonable. They're not used in crime very much. I would love to see us go back to the time where 22 rifles were not required to have serial numbers.
That would be cool, wouldn't it? I mean, I don't ever see anything happening where we go back in time, where we return to the simpler time. Oh, well.
Well, they're not used in crime hardly ever. What's the point of having serial numbers for them? I mean, I guess if you think that you might trace them back to an owner, but that happens so seldom, and these are relatively low-cost guns. You know, today they would probably cost $150 to $200 new.
Yeah.
And we're seeing, I'm seeing some of these, I don't know if you've ever seen them, the Mossberg 702s. I think they're the cheapest rifle on the market. And I'm seeing the pink versions now being advertised online with shipping for less than $90. It's just not necessary to have serial numbers on them.
Yeah. I would have to agree with you on that. I'd have to agree with you on that. But I saw that article that you wrote about the pastor and everything, and now, is this the only gun he still has? Is this the only gun he uses?
No. He has, he and his wife both have pistols, and he has bought a centerfire, I think a Ruger American 308, I believe, for deer hunting. And he's become an avid supporter of the Second Amendment. And it just shows sort of how this works in the community. He got this gun, and then a retired police officer volunteered to give him some free training, and then my brother ended up giving a concealed carry class to that church, and they had 21 members show up at the class. I think their membership is only about 150 or so.
Right.
So, you know, if you're going to choose a church to shoot up, I would recommend you don't go to that one. It's, Northwoods Baptist, I guess I'd have to look up the article to make sure I could get the word, the name right. But I think in general, people don't want to shoot up places in the country because more people have guns. And the particular church, let's see, North Cavalry Baptist Church, I think the Church of the Northwoods, Calvary Baptist Church on Thanum Fire Lane, Hayward, Wisconsin. Doesn't mean much to most people, but there are a lot of tourists go by on Highway 63.
Right.
So I thought that was kind of an interesting story, and we've got a lot more stuff to talk about. One of my, a fairly popular article was dealing with this fellow who, did an open carry at the Walmart. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yes, I do. I'm going to use that on a local show tomorrow just to give my opinion of that myself. And I've seen your opinion of it, although I do want to ask you a few questions about that. But yes, let's definitely talk about that next. Although I'm very, there's nothing worse that I would want to face if I were a rampage killer than a man that will kill me with the righteous fury of God.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That would be upsetting to no end.
Well, and it's people who have faith in God are better defenders because they have a much lower level of fear. And we had that shooting in the New Life Church. What was it, close to Boulder? No, it was in Colorado.
Right.
Wasn't Boulder. That lady said that she thought her hand was guided by God.
Yeah.
And then in the Texas shooting, a man of faith who took out the shooter there.
Coming up on the break, Dean has written a lot of stuff, and it's all waiting for you to discover it. And, I mean, if you like hearing what he has to say, you should read some of his articles because he doesn't cover nearly as much as he writes. We'll be right back. You can find those articles, by the way, at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Dean, you had some observations about this kid at Walmart. I would love to hear. Well, I've read your article, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty clear now, I mean, the police have interviewed him, that we know that he was not trying to provoke chaos, but was trying to show that he still had Second Amendment rights. Unfortunately, he could have used a little bit better judgment, I believe. And it turns out, I initially thought that he was not wearing body armor from the video that I saw where he surrendered to police.
Right.
But he did have, it was a tactical ballistic vest. So it turns out that there was body armor in it. It just wasn't so obvious from the video.
Right.
So I had a little bit of mixed thoughts. I think he could have used better judgment, but it's clear his intent was not to cause chaos, but just to check out Walmart management to see if they honored the Second Amendment. Well, in my opinion, what happened is the Walmart manager overreacted and pulled the fire alarm, causing an evacuation of the building. That we need to see the video from the inside the Walmart. I mean, that could resolve some of the issues. But it appears to me that that's what happened. The prosecutor in Greene County, Missouri, the police originally arrested him on a suspicion of terroristic threats in the first degree. And a lot of people said that's what he was going to be charged with. Well, the prosecutor, I predicted, would not charge him with terroristic threats in the first degree because the facts just did not back it up.
Right.
There's three degrees of terroristic threat in Missouri, and it was just passed in 2017, so it's only like 2 years old. It's a fairly new law. The second degree requires a knowing creation of a threat or conveying of a threat or implication of a threat. And that's what the prosecutor charged him with. But prosecutors are notorious for overcharging so they can plea bargain later. The third degree is criminal negligence in creating the implied threat. And I think that's what the prosecutor would probably plea bargain to. And I don't know what this young man will do. He might accept the plea bargain. It probably depends how much this ends up costing him. He's being held on $10,000 bail
right
at this time.
My first thought when I saw this was I understand his motivation, and I really admire his courage, simply because that was such a stupid thing to do at this particular time. He's lucky, I think, that he didn't get shot, not because he was wrong, but like you said, his timing was really, really bad. He didn't use a lot of really good judgment on that. Now this was in Missouri, right?
Yeah, it was in Missouri.
So what is the open carry provision in
Missouri?
You know? Springfield, Missouri. What's the open carry provision in Springfield, Missouri?
It's you don't need a permit to open carry. Open carry.
So you carry a rifle?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Rifle, pistol. They fought hard to get this and to enforce it there.
Right.
So it's not unknown that open carry is legal there. And the legal question is, did he knowingly cause this as a threat? And I don't think a jury would buy that. They might buy criminal negligence.
Right.
Now, interesting other things is, I would really like to see the video because there's a big difference between somebody with a slung rifle with one hand on a cell phone and the other on a grocery cart going through the aisles of Walmart,
right,
and somebody carrying a rifle at the low ready going in through the door. So we really, really need to see what was there. And the reports that I'm seeing so far are that he was had the cell phone in one hand videoing himself while he went in, and he never had the slung rifle and never touched it while he was in the store other than it being slung on his body.
Now, so typically...
quite a bit different. Go ahead.
Now, you live in an open carry state. Typically, can you carry rifles in Arizona?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So when you're carrying a rifle, are you carrying it with a chest rig or a plate carrier or tactical vest or anything on?
Generally not.
Yeah.
And to give this young man a little bit of credit, he tried to have his sister go with him, videotaping him as he went along. And that would have been far less threatening. But when he didn't get her cooperation, he went ahead and did it anyway.
Right.
Like I said, I think it was a lack of judgment. He needed to have made it obvious that this was an exercise in the Second Amendment and not any kind of a threat. And he could have done a better job, and he's paying a price.
Yeah, well, I mean.
But he's only 20 years old. I mean, that's the thing. I look at this. He's pretty young by my standards.
He's pretty young by my standards.
He's enthusiastic about the Second Amendment, and I don't think a felony is the proper response to his zeal for enforcing the Constitution.
I would tend to agree with you, but I mean, I still have a hard time, and maybe it's that generation of people that look at stuff and, you know, does he even know what happened in Dayton and El Paso? Is he aware of those events? I mean, that's one thing I
think he
know.
Was. And here's the other thing is that both his wife, he's married, and his wife just gave birth. So he's now a father. That might change his outlook a little bit.
Right.
And both his wife and his sister told him, look, it's a bad idea. Don't go into Walmart with this. Look at the timing. But he went ahead with it anyway.
Sometimes parents give really good advice. Coming up on the next break.
Well, where's his parents? This is his wife and his sister.
Yeah. Of course, Dean, you can find Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. There's nearly 3,000 articles there of covering the entire gamut of the world's guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has been briefed on the shooting of at least 6 police officers in Philadelphia. The situation started as police served a narcotics warrant. The officers who have been shot have non-life-threatening injuries. The Dow closed down 800 points to finish the day at 25,479. Lenore Hawkins of Thematica Research on Wall Street's bad day.
What has me actually really worried is looking at what is going on in the bond markets. For example, what we saw with the 30-year Treasury is it hit an all-time low of interest rate. And that happened at a time where we're not getting some sort of terrifying headline. And it's also happening at a time where the foreign purchases of Treasury bonds is going down. And when the federal government is spending so much money that we need roughly an additional $1 trillion a year just to cover the deficits.
Hawkins was speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision USA.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. What else? What else? What else has been crossing you? I noticed
well,
that you looked at the
Jew. This San Diego city attorney who was lobbying for a lock up your gun law in San Diego.
I did not
see
this.
She made some very misleading statements about how many fatal accidents involving firearms and children there were in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that there's very, very few, way less than 100 every year. And she was implying that there were thousands of them, and they were the principal cause of fatal injuries involving firearms and children. But it's not true. Most of the fatal incidents involving firearms are homicides where children are killed deliberately and illegally in a homicide, and then the next smaller number is suicide. And then way, way down below that are accidents. Yet they use the idea of lots of childhood deaths by accident in order to push these laws restricting gun owners and how they store their firearms. As a politician, she can get away with doing this, I guess, but I wouldn't want somebody who's a city attorney who routinely lied with statistics. And I have recently did a little bit more research on that. You can get these numbers at the WISQARS site. That's WISQARS. It's run by the Center for Disease Control. And they're probably the most authoritative figures. And what you find out is that more children, that is under the age of 18, are killed in fatal accidents involving bicycles than are killed in fatal accidents involving firearms.
I would believe that. Especially nowadays.
For the last years that we can easily run, which is from 1999 to 2017, there are a little less than 2,500 children killed in bicycle accidents. That's over almost 20 years. And then there were a little less than 2,000, 1,990-some, I think, with firearms accidents. So both of them are very rare events. When you've got a nation of over 330 million people, and you get less than 100 incidents each year, that's just not very many. One for every 3 million people or so?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a very small number.
I've been hearing some bad...
Go ahead.
I've been hearing some interesting things about San Diego, like... It's interesting that they want to come up with that kind of law with some of the stuff that they got facing them. Like in San Diego on the beach, the homeless have taken over the beach. And there's very few actual residents hanging around San Diego right now. Most of them are either transients. They have a very large Middle Eastern presence, which, you know, that's neither here nor there. But, I mean... There's a lot of illegals there.
California has opened the doors to all kinds of immigration.
Yeah.
Legal or illegal, it doesn't seem to matter. And while San Diego had a reputation of being kind of conservative, it's kind of conservative for California, which can be pretty liberal for the rest of the country.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
And then the state politicians run a lot of things, so... Just what the city fathers in San Diego are allowed to do, I'm not sure how much they're constrained by the state politicians.
Well, it seems like they have bigger issues to be concerned with than worry about a bunch of law-abiding people with guns.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just an issue to beat up gun owners with, in my opinion. The people who push this don't own guns. They may have armed guards. But they don't own guns themselves. They don't intend to own guns. So if they cause a lot of difficulty, expense, and frustration to gun owners, they don't care. It doesn't bother them.
Right.
They're only causing problems for somebody else.
Well, in the long run, they're going to cause problems for themselves because,
I think you're right in the long run.
In the long run, I think they're going to have bigger fish to fry later on down the street as that goes along. But it just kills me the stuff that some of these politicians worry about. And, you know, I understand they have an agenda, but don't they have to live there too?
You would think so, but a lot of these people are pretty far removed from reality. When I read what they write, it's clear they're in a bubble. They're not going to basic sources. They're just parroting the ideological propaganda they've been fed. Speaking of that, did you see the article I wrote about the Twitter feed claim that it doesn't matter what the definition of assault weapon is?
I didn't read it.
Past law.
I didn't read it, but I did see it. So tell me. Well, you know what? We got about a minute. We got about a minute and a half left.
Well, I'll just say that the guy was saying, we know what an assault rifle is. You know you don't need one. This is just silly. We need to pass the law now, essentially.
Right.
It's the typical emotion-driven, we've got to do something, whether it makes any sense or not.
Obviously. Obviously. So
we can go into that a little more, but... you know, words in the law actually mean things.
But that's the other thing, that, you know, they're out there and they're, why don't they just, I really wish they'd just come out and stop beating around the bush. You want to ban guns. They want to repeal the Second Amendment. They need to go ahead and go full court because, they're about to, you know, they're about to see some stuff happen coming out of the Supreme Court where there's going to be an expansion of rights. And then that's going to lay bare. You saw what the Democratic senators were out there telling the Supreme Court if they actually take up the case.
I've been tempted to write about that. That's amazing. They're basically threatening the Supreme Court. Do what we want or we'll fix you. It's amazing. Yeah. I haven't seen anything like it.
I think you should write about that, Dean. Go ahead and write about that. By all means, you write about it. Because that right there, that I've never seen that kind of arrogance. And they're in their minority party in the Senate.
Yes.
So they're basically saying, this is what we're going to do when we get power. We're going to change this, and, you know, I don't know if America looks at themselves.
Pay attention to us.
Yeah.
You better do what we say. That's amazing. Just amazing. But that's what they're saying.
Well, I heard them. I heard them. Telegraphed well. Thank you. Now I know a little more about you. Hang on for me, Dean. We got one more break to go through. Dean has written nearly 3,000 articles covering the gamut of politics, hunting, self-defense, and everything else in between having to do with guns. Check that out. Go to ammoland.com and check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Last time on the Firing Line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do on Wednesday. And where was it that you were wanting to go? I forgot. I'm sorry.
Well, you do like to talk about the Bear articles.
I saw that one, yeah.
You saw the latest update.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that 73 instances you've cataloged. Is that right?
That's right. And yeah, it's every instance we can find where a pistol was fired to defend against a bear attack. And we don't consider instances where the pistol was not fired, just like I don't think you should consider instances where bear spray was not sprayed,
yeah,
or where a rifle or shotgun was not fired. Because all of these cases, all of these different protective methods, have the same problem of access. If you don't have them right available, well, they're probably not going to work for you. Or they may not. I mean, sometimes you have time enough to go to a fair amount of effort to access what's going on. But it's not reasonable to say that because you had bear spray in a pack and you didn't get at it, that the bear spray didn't work. And similarly, it's not reasonable to say that if you had your pistol in a pack and you didn't get at it to defend yourself against a bear, that the pistol didn't work, or a rifle that was slung and didn't have a round in the chamber. So we only look at cases where a pistol was actually fired in an attempt to defend against a bear, and we have found 73 of them. There is another case that's under investigation right now. It looks like it'll probably be a successful bear defense with a pistol case.
Right.
But it's under investigation, so we didn't include it. At some point, you have to stop your data collection if you're going to publish. But with 73 cases, we only have three of them that are failures. And if you read those three cases, you go, well, you know, if you do stupid things, you're likely to fail in defending yourself against the bear. And, you know, I think in all three of those cases, it's real questionable whether the person, two of the cases, it's questionable whether the person was really trying to kill the bear. And in the third case is the case of a .22 pistol against a polar bear, and we really don't know what happened there. But, you know, it's pretty hard to use a .22 pistol effectively against a polar bear. Everything has to be just right.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I would imagine so. And we don't know what happened to the person trying to defend themselves with a .22 pistol?
Well, we do know there were two people. They were tourists on Svalbard Island.
Right.
And one was killed and the other was injured. What we don't know is just what happened. I just got an email back from the governor of Svalbard where he said, it's a police investigation. Even though it happened in 1995, we don't release those to the public. But he did refer, or the office referred me to an author who's written a book about polar bears and attacks on Svalbard. So I have an email off to the publisher to see if he can put me in contact with the author. And I hope that he will have some information that can tell me just what happened in that attack. I mean, were they in their tent and then the bear got a hold of one of them and one of them got a hold of a pistol, or did they try to shoot to make noise to scare off the bear? What happened? We don't know. We don't know if the bear was wounded, you know, if it was hit by a .22 round any time in that situation. I'd like to know the details. I think it'd be a fascinating instance. One of the guys survived. The other one was killed. Two men, from what I understand.
But
I guess that's politically correct to say that now. I mean, we don't know for sure.
Well, if it is, that we're politically incorrect, then, because
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
That whole part of it, while they were out there coming up with all the different genders, they still haven't figured out what to do about the whole chromosome thing, because there's only two of those.
Right.
There's only two combos of those, and if they were to come up with a chromosome, I don't know what that would denote, but whatever it would be, they haven't come up with that. So until that point, if they're going
to
be that kind of confused,
we can change reality to what we want instead of what reality is. It's an assumption that there isn't really an objective reality.
But you know, the thing about that is, if that's the case, if I can change reality, why can't I be 25 again?
Yeah, I think that's I had a friend once that told me that they, when they were told they could be anything they wanted when they grew up, they said, well, I want to be an elephant.
Now, you're...
There's plenty of people who believe that they were, Einstein.
You find that in 73 cases, 96% of the cases were affected with a handgun, so that means caliber-wise... I'm sure that there were calibers that did better than other calibers, but it sounds like all the calibers did fairly well.
Since we only have three failures, there's just not a lot of failures to distribute among the calibers. We have one failure with .22 pistol against a polar bear, which I mentioned. We've got a failure of a .357 Magnum against a grizzly bear, but it doesn't sound like the guy was very serious about trying to actually hit the grizzly bear. And then we have a failure of a .38 against a black bear, where, again, it's questionable how much the person was actually trying to actually hit the bear with the bullets from the pistol. But so those are the only three failures. But we have quite a few instances, enough to say that it's a good choice. There are 23 cases where people used .44 Magnums, and all of them were successful. So it looks to me like you can say without too much trouble that a .44 Magnum is a pretty good choice to defend against bear attack.
Right.
Another interesting thing we saw, and I predicted this a few months ago in March when we published the study with 63 cases, the number of black bear attacks went up significantly. The total black bear attacks are now about 42% of the total. And we'd expect them to be about half or more. And the reason is about half the people killed by bears are killed by black bears.
Right.
But most of the black bear attacks are not sudden rushes out of nowhere. Rather, they are predatory attacks where the bear is stalking you like prey. And very often people see the bears getting close to them, and they'll see the bear standing there 10 feet or 10 yards away. And it's the perfect situation to use a pistol to defend yourself. And usually in these predatory attacks, if you shoot the bear, it runs off, whether you kill it or not. Because if predators get hurt by their prey too much, they don't last too long.
Yeah. So I find that still fascinates me. We're still, somebody's building me something we're calling the Grizzly Gun as we speak. It's a 10 millimeter off of a Poly 80 lower.
I think the 10 millimeter is a good choice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it works just fine.
Although he'll build it to where it will work with both two-legged and four-legged predators, which I'll even enjoy that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one of the advantages of the 10, I think, is as it has enough ammunition capacity, and it'll work really well. It's probably just a little bit more powerful than most 357 Magnum loads.
Yeah.
And you've got plenty of ammunition. So I think the 10 millimeter is a good choice to defend against bears. And
so,
I've also been able to do a little bit of research on where the whole idea of bear spray came from. And looks to me...
We're about to run out of time. Do you want to explore that on Friday? Will you be with me Friday?
Yeah, I expect to be with you on Friday.
Very good. We will pick it up right there.
Right.
Thank you for joining me tonight. Always a pleasure.
You're welcome, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.